The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. We want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. Welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday. This is going to be a good one. I'm so glad you tuned in. I hope you have a pen and a piece of paper handy because we are going to crush your competition and they're going to help us do it. Let's go. So I decided to make this a Quick Tip Tuesday because I want to give you enough time to follow through and implement on the things that I'm about to share with you. And these are things that I've done myself, and they've made a really, really big difference. I'm always surprised that more people don't do this on a regular basis. In fact, what I'm sharing with you right now, I'm doing this week. All right, so here we go. Step number one is you've got to make a list of your competitors. And by competitors, I don't necessarily mean they're doing exactly what you're doing. Maybe they offer something different, but they're really good at digital marketing. Maybe they've got a podcast, whatever it is that they're doing, even if their offer is slightly different than yours, or their topic or their subject or their niche is a little bit different than yours. I just want you to make a list of the people, individuals who, if you could have access to their exact sales funnels and like really improve your marketing by using that, these people would be on your list. People you know who are doing it well. All right, so make a list of 5 of those people. 10 if you want, I think 5 is plenty. Step 2 is to identify their social media platforms and their websites, okay? Because you're gonna need to spend some time visiting your competitors' websites and social media sites to figure out what they're in the middle of promoting. And maybe they're not in the middle of promoting something. Maybe they're at the tail end of it. The bottom line is this: you wanna get into their funnels, and ideally you wanna do this before they even launch. For example, before I wrote my last book, I decided to make a list of the top 5 women specifically who had launched a book that I knew that there was a major campaign behind it. Half of the women on my list were in a completely different niche. Then I picked a few who maybe they weren't writing the same type of content as me. Maybe their audience was a little bit different than mine, but for the most part, they were talking about nutrition, health, diet, and their target audience was women. And that's kind of important. So when you look at your competitors, definitely try to find competitors who their demographic is similar, even if they are serving or solving a different problem, okay? The best possible competitors to watch are those who are leading up to a launch, like leading up to a big promotion, leading up to a big drop, leading up to a big whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? So for me, there were a couple gals on this list who I was watching that I knew that they had book deals because they were with the same publisher, and I knew that they'd been really successful in the past. So I was able to watch how did they lead up to the dropping of their book, the launch of their book, right? So if you know one of your competitors does a launch like twice a year, well, start following them right now so you can see how they seed, how they lead up to it. If you have someone who's on your list, like maybe you're looking at those who do different seasons of their podcast, or someone who drops or launches a particular course or a program, a collection, whatever it is. Ideally, like the best case scenario is when you can start watching them before it actually becomes a promotion, so that you can see the nuanced way that they involve their community, the nuanced way that they're talking about it, seeding it, dropping hints, and getting their audience excited, interested, without even realizing that that's what they're doing. For example, when I was watching my competitors, the two gals who I knew had crushed it in this category before, I knew that they were in the process of writing their books, or maybe they're finished with them, but they hadn't actively started promoting them yet. But I was watching them document the process of writing it and talking about what they were doing, and not in like a braggadocious, like, oh, I'm a writer locked away in a cabin. You know what I mean? Not in an envious kind of way. Almost like having their audience be along for the struggle, the frustrations, the excitement, just being very incredibly authentic about it. So that's the one first thing I picked up, was like, okay, so they're really involving their audience, their community. And I think because they were really being authentic and real about it, you just started to root for them. Like you wanted this to turn out well. You know what I mean? And I took a lot of notes from that. And I've applied a lot of what I learned from those authors to other launches that I've done since then. Okay. Step three is to get on their email list, get on whatever the campaign is that they've put together, some type of a freemium, right? Or maybe they've got a webinar that they're doing that's leading up to their big launch. Maybe you notice that they start doing live TikToks and live YouTubes and whatever it is you see them starting to do, get in their funnels and make it your job to study everything, not just like what they're doing, but like, how are they doing it? How are they showing up? Like, pay attention to freaking everything. Like, I would notice right down to the way they would have really poor lighting and no makeup and hair on top of their head in a ponytail and just like looking like a wreck and how things weren't perfect. Like, notice those people who are doing it, and this is my personal opinion, really authentically, and it's connecting. Notice the people who would like it's connecting with you, because I'll tell you, there are a few competitors who I've followed before. I see what they're doing, but the way that they're doing it does not resonate with me. It feels super cheesy, super phony, super like overly perfected, or worse yet is when someone, in my opinion, tries to curate imperfection. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, so you made your house look messy. Oh, I see what you're doing here. You're just trying to be super relatable. Like, you just can't fake authenticity, although some people somehow manage to do so. Anyways, watch what they're doing and make note of what resonates with you. I want you to opt into their email. I want you to opt into their freemiums, their sales funnels, but I also want you to follow their social very carefully and notice what they're doing. Take a look at the ads that they're running. Turn on your notifications for their stories and their YouTube shorts. Like, wherever they're showing up, I want you to make it your job to study them, because this is like the easiest way to use whatever it is your competitors are doing to improve what it is you're doing. Okay, number four is to then start making notes, and you can do this. I recommend using like a Google Doc or a notebook if you want, whatever is your go-to for note-taking. But I want you to make notes and assess their strengths and weaknesses. Like, you're going to see missed opportunities. You're going to see things that they're doing that you're like, I had no idea. For example, it is through this practice, like watching what my competitors were doing, that I saw one of them was charging for webinars. Like, the same webinars that everybody else was doing for free, I noticed they were charging for their webinars. And they were charging a lot. What I wanted to know is, okay, why are they charging? And how is this benefiting them? It must be benefiting them, because I see them doing this as like their second launch where they're charging for their webinars. So I started listening to their podcast to see, could I get any hints there? I didn't find any hints there. So we just decided to try it and see what was the result for us. Here's what we found by following what my competitors were doing. We started charging for webinars, and it resulted in us getting a very qualified lead, number one. Number two, it offset all of our advertising costs associated with running the ads for the webinar. So normally, if you're doing webinars as a lead generation leading up to your launch, you have to dump a ton of money into advertising to get people to attend those webinars. Actually, I should say just to sign up for the webinars. Okay, but here's the catch. Webinar attendance right now is really, really low. And I really think it is due to the impact of the pandemic. We were so accustomed to being on Zooms and watching webinars and everything being virtual that we realized I don't have to be live for that. And they've kind of lost their novelty. Because of that, attendance is way down. It is so hard to get people to show up and watch a webinar. However, when you have paid for that webinar, you pay attention. And so we found not only did we get a much more qualified, serious attendee, number one, number two, we were offsetting our costs of advertising to acquire that lead. And number three, we had a significantly higher show up rate. And as you know, when people show up on a webinar versus watch it in post or watch the replay, the sales are astronomically higher. We don't know why that is. I mean, I'm going to be attending a webinar tomorrow from one of my competitors, and I want to watch it live. I just prefer to watch it live. And I'm trying to figure out why is it we love watching things live, but we do. Analyzing my competitors and learning that they were doing this, not only has it incredibly helped our business, it's offset our advertising costs as well. Obviously, you listen to Build Your Tribe because you're trying to figure out additional ways, additional streams of income to build and grow your business and to build and grow your social media. And if you haven't figured it out already, one of the best ways to make money on all social media platforms is with brand deals. I'm not talking about like the old school style of influencer where it's like a person getting ready with their makeup and they're just absolutely perfect. No, I'm talking about people who are super authentic and real, and they're just like the person next door, and that's what makes them very believable. Brands want to work with people who have trust with their audience. They don't care how many followers you have, but they're not going to come looking for you. That's a misconception. You have to go to them, and you have to do it in a way that shows them, yeah, I might not have any previous brand experience, but I understand this. I understand what's going on, and you send them the right kind of pitch. There's actually 8 different steps involved, in my opinion, that are almost guaranteed to get you the kind of deals that you're looking for. And I'd be happy to share that with you. All you have to do is go to shalene.com/get a deal. And when you go there, shalene.com/get a deal, you'll enter your email address and I will send you back a complete report, like the 8 steps you need to do to secure your first of hopefully many brand deals. Again, shalene.com/get a deal. Analyzing my competitors and learning that they were doing this, not only has it incredibly helped our business, it's offset our advertising costs as well. But back to my number 4 step, which is the assessment. You're going to look at what things are doing right, what things, where they might be missing opportunities. Like, for example, let's say you sign up for someone's webinar and you realize, you know what, they never sent me a follow-up, or I really wish they had done XYZ. Now you can attend as a consumer, as a potential customer, and you're going to see things through a very different eye. You're going to notice some things about the registration process or their website, or if it's you watching the way your competitor sells something, a physical product, it might be the way they've set up their shopping cart or how they've programmed their Shopify. You're going to see things very differently. And then you go and look at your own site and go like, oh, wow, we really can improve this, or I didn't realize we were doing this too, and what a kind of horrible experience it is for the customer. Your number 5 tip is to then just do an overall review of your assessments and where you need to make adjustments. Based on your analysis, make those necessary adjustments to your own sales funnels. Maybe this means refining your message, your emails, updating your website design, changing your pricing or the way you offer your products. Continuously monitoring your competitors is going to help you look at your own content, your own sales funnels, through the eyes of not just a marketer, not just someone who's an entrepreneur, but as a customer, and really think about the customer opportunity, the customer experience, and then using your competitor to improve your sales funnels. Okay, I try to make this as brief as possible because I want you to implement. Remember those 5 tips? I hope this was helpful. If it was, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and let us know what you loved about this episode. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're not done. I want to remind you to opt in to our freemiums. Go to shalene.com, take a look around, join one of my email lists. Next time, watch my social media. I'm always dropping freemiums. I'm always using my Instagram stories to build my email list. And I invite you to use what we do through the Marketing Impact Academy or Insta Club Hub to improve your own sales funnels by looking at the areas where we need to improve ours. Oh man, did I just open myself up to a lot of criticism? Probably, but that's how we learn. All right, thanks for being here. Now we're done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.